Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Our next guest is a member of the prestigious Forbes 400, the chairman and CEO of Mediacom Communications. He's also been a successful owner in sports after having a soccer background himself after immigrating here from Italy. He has been the chairman and owner of the New York Cosmos and ACF Fiorentina in the Serie A of Italy. That's the top division in Italy. And of course, in Italy, the coronavirus has struck in a big way. Now, our next guest and ACF Fiorentina have gone to the community to help raise money to try to fight the coronavirus in Italy. Joining us here on the show is Rocco Camiso. Rocco, good morning.
Good morning, Damon. How are you?
I'm okay. I appreciate you very much joining us during a very difficult time in your homeland, in your home country, and this, of course, your adopted country as well. You guys put up a GoFundMe. You donated a number, hundreds of thousands of dollars to this cause as well. And you guys were able to raise in 72 hours more than €500,000, which is about $500,000 as well, in just 72 hours. What does that outpouring of support from the fans of Fiorentina mean to you?
Well, that's absolutely phenomenal. Let me, if you don't mind, given the fact that, the situation in Italy is pretty critical, just to put in perspective, we have the highest number of deaths of any country in the world. Italy today has had 80,000 cases. As of yesterday, 8,200 deaths, which is comparison to the USA, where we have 86,000 cases and 1,300 deaths is pretty, it's pretty dire, pretty drastic. So, look, I bought Fiorentina back in June of 2009, and look what's happening. We don't play soccer. Worse than that is the health of my teammate, of the people in Fiorentina and all of Italy. It's a pretty serious situation. In our particular team, we have had basically a 3% hit ratio of people that have been in the hospital or outside of, who've been in the hospital, they're home right now. Now, that's pretty large percentage. I don't want to scare anyone, but that's the way we have been affected. And hopefully, it goes on a decline as opposed to going up, going forward. And thank God, the immediate players. So we have had three players affected. And the rest of the media, the Fiorentina family, thank God, even those people that have been in the hospital, they're all okay. That's the good part.
You have obviously plenty of family and connections in Italy and now plenty of family and connections here in the States. Is it more fear in Italy than it is in the US? Is it equal? How do you feel the two countries responding?
Well, I think it started in Italy way before the US, but after China. And, so maybe they were slow in recognizing the problem that was going to take place. But it's serious in the sense that everything, all economic activity, as I talk about Florence, the beautiful city of Florence, is stopped. and restaurants, hotels. You know, there's 50 million tourists that come to Florence every year, and there's none on the roads, on the streets, and that has a huge economic consequence. So it's pretty serious, and that's part of the reason why just a week ago we started this fundraiser. That it's attracted contributors from both Italy, large and small, and the U.S., for which I want to give my thanks to all the people, especially in the cable television business, the programming business, even CBS, right? We do business with Viacom, we do business with all the ESPN, NBC, because I also own a company called MediaCom Communications, which is the fifth largest cable television company in the nation. You know, and there's been an overwhelming support both from the U.S. and Italy in raising funds for the hospital chain in and around Florence and the larger region of Tuscany.
Rocco Camiso joins us this morning here on the show. He's the owner of ACF Fiorentina in Florence in Italy and Serie A. And so they are dealing with this crippling disease right now on a big-time level in Italy. I'd like to ask you about the finances of owning a team. You sent out a memo to the Fiorentina family, and you said, we're on steady ground, companies on steady ground, Mediacom. But what does shutting down a season like this do in terms of revenue and running an operation, running a team like in the first division in Italy?
Yeah, look, I mean, the strength of Fiorentina really comes from the strength of my larger company, which is Mediacom, right? I think if it was just Fiorentina today, we would have major problems. But we have, you know, we have much reduced potential revenues. Most of our revenues come from stadium, game day activities, which is totally shut down, and to the television money. So we have a reduced revenues with a fixed cost base as it relates to the players and all the other commitments that we have. And so it's pretty serious. Whether we get help, whether something's going to happen on television front, I really don't know today. But that's the issue with soccer. And it's not just Fiorentina, it's the entire European soccer. I'm sure at some point in time it's going to happen here in the U.S. where the television money may not come in as expected if the games are not going to be played, whether in whatever sports you're involved. So it's pretty tough. Thank God for us, you know, I have a pretty sizable organization called Mediacom that is in the cable television business, which has a product, a service that it's essential to the American public. If you think about it, with everybody staying at home, you know, other than food and medicine, the most important other thing is entertainment and broadband. We're have huge amounts of customers that rely on our broadband service and our cable modem service, the internet, to get the information and the entertainment. So on the business side here in the U.S., we're in great shape. On the business side and the personal side in Fiorentina, we're not.
On the personal side, you know, one of the things that Italy has been hit hard by is it's the second oldest population in the world. How much of the age of the Italian population is in effect right now with the cases and the deaths that we're seeing in Italy?
Yeah, I would say over 90% of the deaths are for people over 60 years old. I think that's the number that I read. But that's not only it. I think Italy, and hopefully the same thing doesn't happen here in New York, got overwhelmed by a huge amount of people that nobody knew about that they had the coronavirus, right? And it overwhelmed the hospital system up in the north in the Lombardy region. That's where it all really started. And it started moving down towards the south. And they did not and still not specialize the hospitals to take care of the coronavirus patients. So whether it's the ambulances, the hospital stuff. A lot of doctors have passed away, unfortunately, frontline people. So it's been, it's not just the, I guess what I'm saying to you, it's not just the older population, although the older population are the ones, frankly, that are the highest percentage of people that have deceased. But, you know, hopefully we're at a stop at a level we're declining. Part of the the real reason why we immediately, as we have been taught here in the U.S., right, to give, we put this fund together, which has already crossed the $700,000 level, is to help the frontline people, the nurses, the doctors, the ambulance drivers, you know, and we're buying equipment left and right. Unlike the American government that has an independent financial structure, right, it's very easy for the government here to go out and pass the $2 trillion budget, stimulus package, health package, right? In Italy, it's not that easy. So, and Italy is not used to private donations the way we are in America. We have always done it in America. So what we're doing with this Fourth and Quarter, if you don't mind me saying this, Fourth and Quarter website, you could go to Viola Channel on the internet, Google Viola, V, like in Victor, I-O-L-A Channel, and get access to the donation page. So I would urge anyone in the U.S., anyone, especially in the New York metropolitan area, where it has the largest percentage of Italian Americans, to please do all you can to contribute to this dire situation that we find ourselves in Italy. And this has become now the largest fundraiser of anyone from the U.S., and I want to say that, if you don't mind, towards the towards Italy and in specifically the city of Florence.
Yeah, the translation of the fund is strength and heart. So if you're looking to help out those in need right now, as of course there's a lot of medical supplies and helping those on the front lines, the medical personnel that are helping us all, this is a great way to contribute and to do that. Strength and heart is how it translates. Once again, as Rocco said, you can go online, Google it, and find it. It's part of the Fiorentina Cause Viola family, V-I-O-L-A, Viola, for the violet colors that they play with on Fiorentina's ACF Fiorentina team in Serie A. Rocco, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Thanks so much for your cause, your contributions, and helping others be helped at this time. The organization's doing a lot of cool things, and I appreciate what you're doing. We all do, and I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Damon. Thank you, and good luck to you personally, all right? Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. Good luck to you, too. Best of health. Rocco Camiso joining us this morning here on the show.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.